Some people like the sun, others like the snow, and some need a little of both. But when you live in Fort Kent, Maine, you better like blizzards and bitter cold, because you'll see plenty of it. And I'll take you there when today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Route US 1 is a famous highway that runs the length of the eastern seaboard. Many people know the beautiful stretch of that highway that crosses the Florida Keys to the city of Key West, Florida. But at the northern end of that same highway is a place with a far different weather forecast than the Sunshine State. In Fort Kent, Maine, Doris Daigle keeps track of the many inches of snow.
At least 128 average. Sometimes we have 150 inches, and it stays.
But that snow and cold is good news for residents, because that means the state's 13,000 miles of snowmobile trails are open, bringing many visitors to Fort Kent. Doris operates a bed and breakfast, and the winter is actually their busiest time of year.
We bought this beautiful home and turned it into a bed and breakfast, and I've seen probably 20,000 people by now in this house.
Fort Kent sits at the northern border of Maine. The St. John River separates it from New Brunswick, Canada. Here, there is a small bridge that links the U.S. side with the town of Clare on the Canadian side. The border doesn't see much traffic, and only one entrance booth is needed to inspect all of the traffic. Some border crossings see even less travel.
We do have quite a few borders. Of course, they've closed a few borders since 911 because there was just too many. But we have some borders that close at 2 in the afternoon here near Rescore, and others at 9 at night for snowmobilers.
She's seen plenty of visitors here at the top of the world and hopes even more people will come and visit her.
People, come on down, because this is a very nice place.
For you to take Doris's adage of come on down literally, you would have to live in Canada. If you live in the U.S., you will have to come up. And many have come up to the top of the lower 48 states here at the beginning of U.S. Route 1. Traveling the countryside in Fort Kent, Maine, I'm Andrew McCrae.